Sometimes called the matriarch of peace research, Elise Boulding contributes on many levels throughout her long life. Born Elise Bjorn Hansen in Oslo, Norway in 1920, she moved with her family to the USA when she was very young. They were greatly affected by the German invasion of Norway in World War II, and this experience led Elise to conclude that violence was not the answer to the world's problems. She became active in the anti-war movement and joined the Quakers at the age of 21. She had already developed a strong religious basis to her peace witness and saw the importance of peace as both personal and interpersonal on a daily basis. It was within Quakers that she met and then married Kenneth Boulding, an English economist with a strong interest in peace. They had five children, and Elise became both a homemaker and an activist, especially through her writing on the foundations of peace. In reflecting later on her family life, Elise wrote that she and Kenneth saw the task of their marriage as creating a home of peace from which to help build a more peaceful world. Having children increased the challenge, but she said, quote, "We knew we had to practice at home what we wanted for the world," end of quote. She emphasized the role of women and children in the peace process. After achieving a master's degree in sociology at Iowa State College and a PhD at the University of Michigan, she and Kenneth were scholars in residence at Dartmouth College. She created the nation's first peace studies program while chairing the sociology department there. Elise's life encompassed research, teaching, writing, networking, and building communities of learning. She's credited with over 300 publications. According to Mary Lee Morrison, in a reflection on Elise, and I quote, "Her theoretical work on the role of the family in educating towards social change and the role of women have played in peacemaking, together with her ideas on transnational networks and their relationship to global understanding, are considered seminal contributions to 20th century peace education thought." That's the end of the quote. Among the associations which were strengthened by Elise Boulding were the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, WILPF, of which she became international chair, and the International Peace Research Association, of which she was a founder. She was a co-founder of the Consortium on Peace, Research, Education and Development, and took a leading role in the International Sociological Association. In the American Association for the Advancement of Science, she led work on climate change, population, and arms control. The American Futures Society, the World Policy Institute, and the United Nations University in Tokyo all benefited from her involvement. Within the Quaker movement, she was on the board of the Quaker United Nations office in New York and represented Quakers at the inaugural gathering of the Global Interfaith Council. She also helped the American Friends Service Committee develop its policies and was part of the Committee on Friends' Responsibility in Higher Education and Research. Her energy seemed boundless, but she periodically used retreats to recharge. The most significant of these was in 1973, when she spent a year in a mountain cabin near Boulder in Colorado, where she began writing her work on the role of women, called The Underside of History, A View of Women Through Time. The book, published in 1976, explored the changing roles of women over the centuries. She noted that in hunter-gatherer societies, women were largely equal with men and had the roles of breeding, feeding, and producing. As society changed, roles became more separate. Men's space became public, women's private. She considered that the foundation for peace was empowering women to deconstruct a history of patriarchy and construct true equality. In relation to children, Elise Boulding took the view that they needed to be more valued and included than has been common in our culture. In a lecture to Australian Quakers in 1996, she identified three concepts that have segregated children from adult society. A, that children are weak, unformed human beings who need protection. B, that children's experience and knowledge are so limited that they have no information or skills of use to adult society. And C, society is so complex that only specially demarcated spaces staffed by professionally trained adults can prepare children to live in it. She challenged what she saw as basic disrespect for children and spoke of the potential to engage jointly with young people in developing the pioneering activities that will make the 21st century more peaceful, more just, more fun to live in. In a book called Cultures of Peace, published in 2000, Elise Boulding drew attention to the many examples in history where people have cooperated with each other rather than engaged in war and violence. She saw the task of building a global peace culture as essential for solving international conflict. Kenneth Boulding died in 1993. Elise continued many of her activities in retirement, and in 2000 she was given the Courage of Conscience Award by the Peace Abbey in Massachusetts. She died in June 2010. And in this talk about Elise Boulding, I've used a Wikipedia material and also Mary Lee Morrison's book, Remembering Elise Boulding, and two of her own books, Our Children, Our Partners, and Elise Boulding's book on Quaker close relationships.